This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, November 22nd, brought to you by U.S. Soy. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, Kansas Senator Jerry Moran is this week's guest on AgriPulse Newsmakers. The Senate Appropriations Committee this week held a hearing to discuss disaster assistance for the nation. Moran says agriculture relief was a part of the conversation.
Senator Hovind, Senator Bozeman, myself, Senator Fisher, Senator Hyde-Smith, all talked to USDA officials about the importance of disaster assistance being included. It appears to me that it's going to take the form of ERP, and I can assure that we're absolutely committed to making sure that this ERP payment is one that is actually beneficial to producing farmers.
Moran says support is critical for the farming community.
We're absolutely committed to making sure that this ERP payment is one that is actually beneficial to producing farmers. And so what I would expect is that we'll have additional hearings and working sessions within the Appropriations Committee. I know that the House and Senate, at least Republican leadership of those two committees, have talked. It appears to be zeroing in on an agricultural disaster amount of about $24 billion. And my guess is this will be related to the losses that are demonstrated by crop insurance indemnity payments. And we'll be back in a position in which we're adding to those payments based upon this formula that allows us to get disaster assistance to farmers across the country.
Moran told AgriPulse Andrew Hunkel the Congress failure to approve a 5-year farm bill makes it imperative for Washington to provide ad hoc economic assistance.
One of the reasons that we need disaster assistance payments is because the failure to pass a farm bill. The indemnity payments of Title I under the farm bill is not available. And even if it was, it's so late now that those payments would occur too late to be of help to farmers who are hanging on in many instances by thread. I mean, this is a real disaster. This is not something that's made up, and it's not election year politics in which we're trying to figure out how do we help farmers who don't need help. This is about a real serious thing.
Moran says approving a new farm bill next year won't be easy.
I would guess it would take more money. We're hoping to find more baseline dollars to make the farm bill easier to write. But we also know that Senator Bozeman will be the chairman of the Agriculture Committee in the Senate, and such a perfect person to work with others to get it accomplished. The administration will be helpful.
Moran says the Trump trade agenda will have a huge influence on agriculture's bottom line.
Agricultural exports matter. What we produce more in the United States than we can sell at home. We need to find more markets, renewable fuels. We need to find more export opportunities. It seems to me the Trump administration in this round is going to be focused on the bilateral trade agreements with other countries. And there are a couple that are outstanding that have been worked on in the past but not concluded. And we'd encourage that. But we need to be careful how we apply tariffs to make sure that we don't have retaliatory consequences and loss of markets.
In the interview, Moran discusses President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominations, including Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. Newsmakers is available now at www.agripulse.com. After the Thanksgiving break, California Congressman Jim Costa will challenge David Scott for the minority lead on the House Ag Committee.
I'm a third-generation farmer, and my experience and my expertise in agriculture, former chairman of the California State Senate Agriculture and Water Committee. It gives me a lot of background and experience. And California is the number one agricultural state in the nation. And I've been dealing with these agricultural issues really all my life.
Costa says he hopes to put his agriculture experience to work and help approve a new farm bill. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by U.S. Soy. The tiny, unassuming soybean is a mighty force, providing the protein, oil, and fiber that powers people and our planet in multiple ways, sustainably and reliably, harvest after harvest. With unmatched versatility, U.S. soy is meeting the world's growing demand for food, feed, fuel, and so much more. Learn more about soy's superpower at wholebean.ussoy.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.